Blog Talk Radio.
Giving all praise to the Almighty Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yahweh of hosts. Giving all praise to you by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty Yahweh, for bringing us here to this day, your holy Shabbat day, a day that we have never seen before, we will never see again. For having the mercy upon us that we may be alive this day. We give all praise and honor unto thee. We thank you, mighty Yah. We praise you. We thank you for the food that you have given us this day, mighty Yah. That it be nourishing to our bodies and fulfilling to our souls. That it do us no harm. We thank you, mighty Yahweh, for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that you have given us. We thank you, mighty Yahweh, for bringing us together. As thou hast said, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. We have gathered ourselves together this day, mighty Yah. On our holy Shabbat day, to give praises unto thy holy and righteous name. We thank you, mighty Yahweh, for giving us the wisdom to know how to be husbands, mighty Yah. To know how to prepare our families, to return unto thy ways. We thank you, mighty Yahweh, for your infinite knowledge and infinite wisdom and understanding, so that thou may bring us back to your holy land, Jerusalem. We ask, mighty Yah, that you continue to have mercy upon us. That you continue to plead, mighty Yah, forgive us for our transgressions, our iniquities and our sins, and those of our forefathers. We ask that you please heal us, mighty Yah, because you are the healer, and that you heal us of all our diseases and infirmities and sicknesses. And mighty Yah, we know that vengeance belongs unto thee, so please allow thy vengeance to fall upon thine enemies and all those that afflict thy servants and thy people, Israel. Hallelujah!
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 Praise the mighty God. God is righteous.
God is holy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Once again, let us say Shabbat Shalom to our beautiful brothers and sisters of the house of Israel. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Let me say Shabbat Shalom to all those that are listening to us by the way of internet, and that's also listening to us by the way of Blog Talk. Truly, there's no doubt in our mind, the only reason that you listen from afar is because of your spirit towards Elohim. So we praise the mighty Yah for your presence, those who are listening from afar. Mighty Yah, for your presence, for those who gather themselves together today. We're going to try to get everything in, because time will quit after everybody eats. Is the food good?
Yeah.
Yeah. And praise the Mighty Yah. So, there's only one thing we can do, and that is everybody eat. You can't go to sleep, though. It is Friday. You broke the rest. But it ain't time to sleep. So what we're going to do is wake you up a little bit more. So we're going to call up the House of Israel in Jasta, Mississippi.
One day I was walking.
One day I was walking.
One day I was walking.
I believe there's a promised land, and God will Thank you. Shalom, everyone.
Wow.
This is a beautiful and blessed day that the Most High has blessed us with, that we made it here safely. Because in the midst of all this turmoil and what's going on in this world, this is what we need. This is this togetherness, getting to know one another, to understand who we are, who we are, who's our family, who's our connection. And this is what we're searching for. And I'm hopeful this is where it lies.
Hallelujah.
We have three selections. Alright. First song is called Hallelujah. It's a song written by me and my cousin. And it was such a beautiful song that we was like, hmm.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, yeah, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I'll give you glory. Because of who you are, I'll give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, yeah, I'll worship you. Because of who you are, yeah, Him as my strength, who shall I fear? Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, yeah, I worship you. Because of who you are, yeah, I worship you. Because of who you are, Yahweh Jireh, my provider, Yahweh Nissi, Yah your reign is victory, Yahweh Shalom, my King of peace, Yah I worship you. Because of who you are, yeah, I worship you. Because of who you are, yeah, I worship you. Because of who you
by Otanu in New York City. And it's called I Want to Sing. And there's a man part and a woman part. So we're going to do a demonstration so that you know when the men, because I'll be doing the men part and she'll be doing the ladies. Okay. So let me get your hands put together.
I'm going to help the male first. All right. Let's put our hands together again.
Because I'm going to talk about how do you become one with your wife. Means, who here believe that their wives raise their hands? How do you become one with your wife and one with their wife? Raise their hands. Good. We got a few saying, I don't know.
That's terrible.
And a couple said, that's a trap. The book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. The scripture says, in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, my brother's going to read for me. I want you to read the 18th verse for me.
Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish.
The scripture says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, with all thy giving, give up.
Understanding.
And those, the first thing you have to do before you become a wife, you have to have what? Some type of vision, some type of plan, some type of forecast, some type of. With and behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. Because the Almighty said, his word would not come back what?
Glory.
It's going down. And when it goes down, let me show you what it's going to look like in the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter. Starting at the 9th verse. Behold, the day of Yah cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened is going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make precious and fine gold, even a man in the golden wedge of Ophir.
It sounds like it's going to make a man real good. More precious than gold. But what he's saying, he's going to make a man real bad. What? More gold. How many times you walk outside and you just find a piece of gold? Now that's how rare a man is. You'll be walking around and all you see is a bunch of children and women. And a man won't be around. And being around, he'd be like a little speck. A bunch of women be around, but that man be in the beat that he's seen. That's how rare he will be. Because the Almighty said he's going to bring down the fire. He's going to bring down the earth. And this is why this thing is so serious. Because he's going to start at the head seat. He's going to start at the top. Then it's going to slow down here. And we just must come to that understanding. See, we're not here to teach you what the world has planned and devised to do to you. It's not you, but there is in you. The only one you're supposed to fear is the Most High. The only one you're supposed to dread is the Most High. And the only one you're supposed to serve is the Most High. You don't supposed to fear these other people. You don't supposed to fear their weapons. You don't supposed to fear their confederacy. The only one you're supposed to fear is the Most High. So, what is our mission? Our mission is to prepare youth for the Most High.
Hallelujah.
And how do we prepare you for the Most High? We prepare you by letting you know the truth. And this is the truth. The Almighty says he's married to you. And if he's married to you, you must begin to start acting as the wife that he married. You must understand what marriage is. And let me tell you what marriage is. Marriage is a covenant. Lorraine Richard called us years ago, never did. And it was real beautiful that he called us to. And I heard him tell a guy from Mississippi, he was a baby, this kind of baby. And this is what Lorraine Richard said. He said, everything y'all have, and I mean everything y'all have, Satan has the challenge. Everything. If y'all got it, that's for sure. Satan got a counter. And y'all know that's the truth. Y'all said the day started in the work. He said the day started in the morning. So he told us, and the rising of the sun is going down to the same, y'all's name is to be what? Y'all said he called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun. This was the most obvious. But not so with Satan. Satan said, the day start at night. And if you didn't want to go there, he said it starts in the middle of the night. Just like y'all said, the year started in the spring, in the month of Abib. But not so with Satan. Satan, his year started in the what? In the winter. In the middle of winter. Because everything Yah has a counter. Satan has a counter. I apologize. And I just want you to see, since marriage is a covenant, yet Yah made a covenant with his people. He married his people. Because marriage is a covenant. So, yes. It's true, Satan has a counter. Y'all need to know what that counter is. And let me show you the counter. Also, the book of Deuteronomy. Also, the scripture. I got this book. Open scripture, the Torah. Satan got here. The New Testament, the Quran, the Talmud. And all these other books that have caused our people to go away from the Most High. Look what the Creator tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, let me get right to it. The Almighty let us know in the fifth verse.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yah, my Elohim, commanded me. Ye should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who has Elohim so nigh unto them as Yah our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. Least thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, least they depart from thine heart all the days of thy life, but teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before Yah, thy Elohim, in Horeb, when Yah said unto me, Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. He came near. He stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yah spoke unto you out of the midst of fire. He heard the voice of words, but saw no similitude. Only he heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone.
And little do our people know these 10 commandments. This covenant is a marriage contract that the Creator wrote and had performed on Mount Horeb with his people. This is a marriage contract, a marriage covenant. The Almighty told us, only take heed to ourselves and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things that thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. And I have been speaking since the Almighty said, don't forget these things, and then he said, especially that day. And then I asked him, well, what's that day? And most people, they didn't tell me that day. And you said, you tell me the day you got married on, that lets me know how important your marriage is. And the Almighty, according to our law, said, don't forget. And not only said, don't forget it, then. He said, we serve us of the same chapter.
Take heed to yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of Yah, your Elohim, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, in the likeness of anything which Yah, your Elohim, hath forbidden thee.
Take heed to yourself.
You are in tribulation, and all these things shall come upon you, even in the latter days. If thou turn to Yah, he destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy father's word. Ask now of the days that are past, which will be for thee, the Elohim created man upon the earth. And ask from one side of the heaven unto the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it. Did ever a people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and lived? Or has Elohim attempted to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terror, according to all that Yah, your Elohim, did for you in Egypt before your eyes, unto thee it was shown, that thou mightest know that Yah, he is Elohim. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, and he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire.
He heard his voice, our ancestors. We've seen no similitude. Our people, all they seen was fire, smoke, quaking. And it was one of the greatest days of our people, because that was the day that Yah married our people. That was the day the marriage covenant was enacted. And our people don't even remember that day. If I ask you, well, what was that day? The mass majority of people won't even know. But it's something that you're supposed to know. Why? Because Yah said, don't forget. As a matter of fact, do you remember the day you married a wife? Those who married, if you remember that day, raise your hand. And that's beautiful. Those who married and don't remember that day, raise your hand. That's really good.
Right.
But raise your hand if you remember the day God married. Not America. Good people. And in truth, everybody here should be ready. Everybody here should be ready. Because the greed of fear don't what? You can only acknowledge that. Question that was we asked if Israelites get buried by state law with legal municipality. Anyone have but we don't supposed to do it. This is your country. You turn around, you don't know where you're going.